This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. When folks talk about tech accelerators and entrepreneurship, the images that usually spring to mind are of sparkling Silicon Valley campuses or hip downtown live-work lofts. Michelle Williams is dedicated to bringing that spirit to Southern Dallas. She's leading a branch of the Dallas Entrepreneur Center that's taking shape as part of the reimagined Redbird Mall. Michelle Williams, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
First off, what does an entrepreneur center do?
Our mission is to help entrepreneurs start, build, and grow their businesses.
And it's not just tech.
It's not just tech, no. Mm-hmm. We have businesses from all industries, and I think that that's a common misconception that entrepreneur centers or accelerators specifically focus on tech because that's what's sexy.
Right.
But we have all different types of entrepreneurs.
What does entrepreneurship look like in Southern Dallas?
Entrepreneurship does not look any different in Southern Dallas than it does in any other part of Dallas. Most studies show that urban communities, specifically low and moderate income communities, are more entrepreneurial because they have to be.
Right.
They have to find ways to supplement their income. They have to find ways to make ends meet. And so you see what we like to call side hustles, right? So you have your 9 to 5, and then afterwards, maybe you fix cars on the side or fix iPhone screens or bake cakes or, you know, a number of different things. I don't necessarily see the Entrepreneur Center as going in and being kind of the savior of, oh, let's create something that doesn't exist there. It's more, let's legitimize what we already see happening in the community and provide ways and outlets for people to grow, expand, get the knowledge that they need, get the resources that they need, maybe think about their business in a different way, maybe look at their skill sets and see how that's transferable into other ways of bringing income into their families and into their homes.
What's the biggest hurdle to getting this going?
Time and money, and then planning good programming. There has been some gaps in truly equitable programming around entrepreneurship. And so some of it is looking at best practices around the country and trying to implement it in ways that make sense. And then some of it has been looking specifically at what are the specific needs of the area that we're going into.
So what do you mean when you say equitable in that situation?
Equity is essentially looking at where disparities have been and being intentional about addressing them.
Mm-hmm.
And so equity is very different in a sense than equality. And I think that, you know, we get those two thoughts mixed up a lot. So, you know, equality is essentially saying they have entrepreneur center, we have an entrepreneur center.
Right.
Equity is saying these are the specific gaps that have been left in our city and opportunities that our community needs in order to take advantage of this opportunity. How can we be intentional about filling these gaps?
When the Redbird Entrepreneur Center opens, what will it look like?
The spatial concept that we've come up with is similar to what we currently have at the Dallas Entrepreneur Center downtown. We will have a stage and an event, you know, part of the space. We'll have offices for people to rent, co-working space, you know, some kind of loungy breakout space. We'll have a couple of conference rooms. The aesthetics and logistics of the space will be very, very similar. The layout will be a little different.
Now, you're under construction right now at Redbird Mall, or what used to be Redbird Mall, and then was Southwest Center Mall, now is Redbird again.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Mike Rawlings has put a lot of effort into bolstering business in the southern part of the city called Grow South. That's been a heavy lift so far.
Mm-hmm.
How do you change that equation?
The Entrepreneur Center at Redbird came because the community asked for it. It wasn't, you know, just a wild idea that somebody had and, you know, just said, oh, this looks like a good space to put a center. When you build something that is a direct response of the community, you then fulfill what the vision of Grow South is. So the vision of Grow South is to essentially stop ignoring the southern sector, if you will. In order to stop ignoring the southern sector, it does not come from us bringing our good ideas and plopping them into the southern sector.
Right.
It comes from actually exalting and listening to and empowering the people that know what they need in their communities and responding to that. And so I see this as a project that is doing just that.
Michelle Williams, who will be running the new Redbird Entrepreneur Center, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.